I'm Nicholas Bender, WRPR News. At Ramapo College, students have many choices of what to eat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. There are three dining halls located in different parts of the campus: the Pavilion, the Birch Tree Inn, and the Paycaf. Located between the Annisfield School of Business Building and Bischoff Hall, the Pavilion is a popular dining area for students who live in Mackin and Bischoff Hall, as well as the College Park Apartments. Food choices include fruits, deli choices, freshly baked desserts, and homemade soups.
Which dining hall do you go to for breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
The dining hall that I go to most is Birch Tree Inn, which is mostly due to the variety of food that they have. I tend to like that variety a little bit more. And it doesn't really make sense for me to go to a Pavilion because it's just such a far walk, and I like better like just to have it easy access.
The Birch Tree Inn cafeteria is the main dining hall, which is located in the center of campus. It is a popular place for students who live all over campus. Students have a variety of choices, including salads, homestyle entrees, pizza, and desserts. At the center of campus lies the atrium, located in the Robert A. Scott Student Center. It is open from 7:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Mondays through Thursdays. On Fridays, it closes at 7 p.m., and on Saturday, it is open from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. The atrium is right next to the Birch Tree Inn Dining Hall and is very popular among residents and commuters. The atrium provides fast food service for students who have somewhere to be. It includes a variety of choices like sushi, Mexican food, hero sandwiches, and burgers. Sometimes if students ever get tired of college food, there are plenty of off-campus diners and restaurants to choose from.
Do you prefer the food from dining locations off campus, or do you prefer the food that is served on campus?
I prefer like the food on campus because it's just like easier. I'm paying for it, so it's much more like convenient. But like compared to the food like off campus, it's a little bit more inconvenient, but it's nice to have a break every once in a while. I just kind of see it as a treat more than anything else, because if I had to like go off campus and eat food every night, I would be like wasting all my money.
A popular restaurant near Ramapo College is the Mason Jar. Located just a few yards up the street from the college, the Mason Jar is a popular place for community residents and students. It offers everything from brick oven pizzas to delicious cheeseburgers, barbecue, steaks, salads, homemade desserts, and so much more. I talked to Ira Kaplan, one of the owners of the restaurant, about how often students go there for food.
How often do you see Ramapo College students coming to the Mason Jar to get something to eat?
We see them intermittently, normally when their parents bring them out to eat. Other than that, we don't see them that often. We would like to see them, as we've got, you know, great comfort food. Pizzas are excellent, as good as you're going to find anywhere, brick oven. And we also have sliders, hamburgers, the best hot dogs around, the Texas Wieners. So we're happy to see the Ramapo College students come in whenever they would like. Our wings are real good. We have the regular jumbo and the boneless. For the ladies, we've got a lot of salads, great steaks if you're ever really looking for a good steak, and the barbecue is the best in the whole area.
Sometimes college residents who run out of swipes on their cards for their meal plan may place orders to be delivered either over the phone or online. Based on your meal plan, does it affect how often you get food from places off of campus, or how often you get food from Paycaf or something like that?
I don't think so, because if I want something, I'll definitely go there. I mean, I go to Birch a decent amount with friends because it's just convenient for everyone who has like a meal plan. But I mean, it doesn't stop me from like going off campus or going to Paycaf. Like, it doesn't bother me at all.
One of the most popular off-campus dining services for Ramapo students is Cars, Sandwiches, and Shakes. It is a family-run business located in Ramsey and Montclair, New Jersey. I interviewed Rich DiBenedetto, one of the brothers who own the business, about how often they receive orders from Ramapo College students.
How often do you see Ramapo College students come in here for food?
Almost daily, we have Ramapo College students eat at our establishment. Also, certainly on a daily basis, multiple times a day, we find ourselves with our drivers on campus delivering to Ramapo students.
Cars started back in 2008 when Rich was experimenting and coming up with new creative eats in his father's bagel store. After taking a few bites of his creations, Rich had an idea to create a late-night fast food restaurant that delivers and caters to people who want to eat something interesting and have fun. After years of running their new business out of their father's bagel store, Rich and his brother opened their first standalone store in Montclair in 2011 and eventually opened at a second location in Ramsey, New Jersey.
How often do you receive phone calls from Ramapo College students for food to be delivered to the campus?
Tough to put an exact figure on it. Weekends and Thursday, certainly a bigger increase than during the week. But certainly a couple dozen times a day, we do get Ramapo students calling us for delivery on campus from all hours of the day and into the night.
Some Ramapo students are just not satisfied with what's always on the campus dining hall menus. Sometimes they crave something new that the dining halls do not serve. Do you have anything that you wish that the dining halls on campus would do as compared to off-campus dining places?
I honest to God wish we had a little more diversity. I mean, I know that they're trying with all the different foods or whatever and like the different stations. However, it just looks like it's the same thing every time that I'm there, and like I'm there a decent amount. So I would like to see like a different like diversity of food, like Mediterranean and like, you know, Hispanic and like Italian, like, aside from like pizza as Italian and pasta because that's getting old too.
I'm Nicholas Bender, WRPR News.